Check, check. 1, 2. Track 54. You're planning a variety of shark-related activities for Shark Week. What do you have in store?
Yeah, we have shark reef feeds, we have dive shows, we have touch a shark, and we have an overnight that's going to be all extra for this week.
One of the special things you have going on is the Surrounded by Sharks experience. Tell me about that.
Yes, our largest exhibit, Sharks Galore, if you want to say that. We have sand tiger sharks, sandbar sharks, black tips, white tips, zebra sharks, nurse sharks. I don't know how many more sharks you can get close to, but it's 360 degrees around you at certain points. You're underwater, and you sort of feel like you're diving in the tank. So
you walk kind of through a tube or a tunnel to see the sharks.
Correct. You walk through 3 30-foot tunnels, all acrylic. Makes you feel like you're swimming next to them. The sharks come very close. They pass over top of your head. You get a bird's eye view and a fish eye view.
One of the newest additions to the aquarium is the shark rays, and they're kind of prehistoric looking, like a cross between a shark, a ray, and a dinosaur. What are they exactly?
Well, they're actually not a shark, and they're not a ray. They're a guitar fish. They're related to sharks and rays, as they have cartilaginous skeletons, but they're actually their own genre. They're their own type of species. They're called bow-mouth guitar fish, or the common name that we use, shark ray.
Tell me about the shark touch pool. That sounds a little scary.
It's not that scary. We do have a lot of different types of sharks to touch, which is great. They come from different areas of the world, and they're different sizes and have different types of behaviors. So we have animals that are for the young at heart and the young of age. So everybody can really get an experience that thrills them.
The $64,000 question, do the sharks like to be petted?
Do they like to be petted? They don't mind it. We've specifically picked animals that come from the kelp forest areas all around the world, and in their areas there's vegetation that they get tugged on and dragged on. So we really look out for animals to do this. So they aren't bothered by it. It's not that they mind it. It's not that they bother by it. They don't. I'm not saying they love it, but you know, 750,000 people to a million people touching a year is a little much. But hey, they're used to it, and that's where they come from. So.
And it's kind of unexpected. Their skin is kind of like sandpaper. It's not smooth like skin that you'd expect from a dolphin, for example.
Absolutely. It is a lot like sand, but they're called denticles. They're actually teeth on the outside of their skin, how they grow. And the cool thing about it is each individual shark can be identified by its denticles. So they feel all a little bit different. Some are smoother, some are rougher, and there's reasons for that.
So they didn't have enough teeth on the inside. They needed them on the outside, too?
Absolutely. That's how they come by and swim by. They actually bump things and scratch it sometimes. So,
one of the highlights you're offering is Sharks After Dark, which is an overnight stay. How terrifying is that? Is it as bad as it sounds?
Absolutely. It's terrible. No, just kidding. It's actually a lot of fun. Our education staff is psyching up for this. They're really excited about Shark Week. You get to spend the night underneath the sharks in the tunnel. You get to have a good time, shark-related activities, and you get to learn a lot. So I think it's going to be an awesome experience.
Is that geared just towards kids or adults or families?
It's mostly families, but it's for anybody. I'm sure there'll be information for everybody to learn and do things like that. And it's just a neat experience to be underneath in the shark tank at night when it's dark, because they are more active at night. That's their natural behavior, is to be more active in the evenings, dusk and dawn. And you get a very interesting view of them swimming around the shark tank a little bit, and the fish are schooling and get closer together because it's nighttime. It's shark time.
You can find out how to get more information about You can find out how to get more information about the Newport Aquarium's Shark Week activities on our website at wnku.org under local news. Jeff Gibula, thank you.
You're very welcome. Please come see us.
Did I kill your name?
No.
Okay.
I hear it all the time.
That was awesome.